mira.
Fabiola Campillay has found a way to get about.
I have to follow the rug, see? I feel the rug and then I know there's the chair. And I know that this is the way to the bedroom, see?
In actual fact, she's the only one here who can't see. The 37-year-old mother of three was shot in the face at point-blank range by police with a tear gas canister while walking to the bus stop to go to work 2 years ago. She suffered multiple facial fractures, lost both her eyes and her sense of smell and taste, but not her determination to go on living, she says. Now, after multiple reconstructive surgeries, she is on the campaign trail as a candidate for the Senate.
Today I've decided to run for a seat in the Senate in order to legislate for my people so that the laws will benefit them, because so far the law is only for a few.
Campilla is still waiting for her attacker to be sentenced. She's recognized everywhere she goes, a symbol of police brutality during social protests that began in 2019. She is from a working-class neighborhood and has always been a community activist.
All my life I have used public services, and that's why I want to change and improve them. From the Senate, the health and education system, our terrible pensions and terrible salaries.
Campillay is not just an unusual candidate because she was blinded by police.
This is the traditional way the candidates publicize their campaigns here in Chile. The vast majority of those running for office have pale skin, and they have surnames that are English, Spanish, German, or Arab. But Fabiola Campillay is not only from a low-income neighborhood, but as her surname makes abundantly clear, she is a descendant of the Aymara, an indigenous people native to northern Chile, Peru, and Bolivia.
She's also one of only a handful of independent candidates in this general election. But she's optimistic. She promises voters, you will be my eyes, and I will be your voice. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.